So we're going to talk a little today about the daytime or the morning, Suda in the morning time period over Shabbos. So remember, from way back when, that the Torah points out that there are three Shabbosos, Shalosh Shabbosos. You have the Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis, that was the idea we spoke about many times in the past, and last week when it came to learning about the nighttime Suda. The second one, of course, is the Shabbos of Matan Torah. And that Shabbos, that element of Shabbos, that Kedusha of Shabbos, again, referring back to things we learned at the very beginning, so that's that appears and that's dominant during the daytime, the quote unquote morning of Shabbos. That was the Shabbos we celebrate, commemorate, experience on a weekly basis the impact of Matan Torah. Now we know that the Gemara in Shabbos point out that everyone agrees, there's a machlokas in the Gemara about what date Matan Torah took place. But everyone agrees, the Gemara says that the Shabbos Nitna Torah. Everyone agrees that on Shabbos the Matan Torah took place. And apparently, right, that what that means is that the concept of Matan Torah, the idea of a Kabbalah Torah, is predicated on there being a Kedusha experience similar to that which we have on Shabbos. And those two things come together. In other words, every week on Shabbos morning, we were experiencing, again, we don't know why it works like this, but this is the way things are. We were experiencing the feel and the ideas behind Matan Torah. We also remember from last week that the Shulchan Aruch others points out in the name of somebody, Kadmonim, that each one of the Sudos on Shabbos corresponds to one of the Avos HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Okay? And similar to the way that on Sukkot we have like the Ushpizim that come and visit us, that we can gain something from, if we think about them, learn about them, talk about them, etc. Right? By the different times, and in particular by the Sudos on Shabbos, we have that experience also. There's concepts and ideas that each one of the others had represented that we're supposed to be thinking about and trying to tap into during the course of that particular Suda and that time on Shabbos. So we're going to talk about that over here today. And of course, as we remember from last week, the daytime Suda is visited by the figure of Avraham Avinu. Okay? And so let's begin. So, first and foremost, just as a reminder, just to help us get ourselves in the mood and the mode over here, if we take a look at the tefillah that we say on Shabbos morning, the Shemona Esrei, the actual tefillah that we say, so the entire Shemona Esrei on Shabbos morning, the brach of Kedusha Sayom revolves around the event of Matan Torah, and of course Moshe Rabbeinu is being the one who affected the Matan Torah with us and for us at Har Sinai. Cleared first the Brosh and Asatel of Amdil Fenech Har Sinai. Shnei Luchos of Ona Hori V'yod V'chosu V'im Shmir Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu brings down the Luchos from Har Sinai, right, Matan Torah on the Luchos. We have a mention of Shmirah Shabbos. We mentioned the idea a whole long tefillah that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give Shabbos to anyone else in the world, but that was a unique bris between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Of course, that bris was formed and solidified when Klal Yisrael was given the Torah, the bris haTorah that came about at the time of Maamid Har Sinai. Now, in general, as we also mentioned one time earlier, earlier that we pointed out how the three times during Shabbos, they also correspond to one of the three umbrella categories of Ikare Amunah. Right? So during Shabbos morning, we have the Ikare Amunah that, again, it's either called Torah Misinai, all the Ikarim that revolve around Hashgacha Pratis. So if you look around, if you look like through the list of the Animamins, and so we speak about the idea that there's an Animamin that Nevuas Moshe Rabbein Olav HaShalom HaYisav Mites Animamin Amun HaShalem Shekolot Torah Metzuyah Atib Yadeinu Hi Anasin Moshe Rabbein Olav HaShalom Animamin Amun HaShalem Shoset Otemuch Lefes HaKadosh Baruch Az Yudeya Komaisi B'nei Adam HaShavosam etc. Bari Yizbar Shem HaGom HaTov and all of that. Hu Bari Yomani Mechabruim etc. He's on his manic though. He runs everything that's there. Now, all the animamins, and the lesson I mentioned is part of the first group, but that line is significant. So all those animamins revolve around something that next week, when you're learning through the parasha, and you learn through the parasha, the brachos and the klalos, you take a look at a Ramban. And the Ramban there describes the idea that the yesod of being a Shomer Torah Mitzvos is an understanding of the concept, a clear understanding of the concept of Hashgacha Pratis, meaning to say that there's an, on the one hand, the Ribbono Shel Olam is intimately involved with everything that goes on in the world, runs the show, governs everything, controls, sees, knows, etc. And on the other hand, right, part of that Ikar Amunah in Torah and Hashgacha Pratis, the I'm writing about Barichas next to Compassion with Lukosai, that Emunah, that Ikar Emunah, is also based on the idea, not also, but is based on the idea that we, through our actions, through our behaviors in this world, are the ones that control the Hashgacha Pratis. Meaning to say, yes, it's true, everything that happens in my life, right, is being run by the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the next stage that a person has to remember, of course, is that the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing X, Y, and Z in my life is in a direct response and direct mida keneged mida to things that I do, machshava dibur meisim, that I do in my world. So a person is a great guy and a big tzaddik, and a kohen report Klai Yisrael big tzaddikim, that a kohen baruch hu decides, the Ramban speaks about in the parasha of the bracha and the klalos for next week. But when the Ribbono Shel Olam sees, these guys are doing amazing, this person, and a kohen baruch hu decides to give a lot of bracha, a lot of good things, make the person's life easier, to enable him to go even further and further in his Torah mitzvah. So the person understands, that's right, things are going well. Why? That's something that the Ribbono Shel Olam is rewarding me with in order to help propel me further. There are negative things that are going on in my life. That's right, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam sending me a message about X, Y, and Z, because I need a message about X, Y, and Z based on whatever it was that I've been doing. So if I'm not a good boy, right, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what, we got to like remind you, get back on track, boom, something can be sent in our direction to help us reorient ourselves and focus on what actually is right. So the Ramban says that Yesod HaTorah, right, is this idea that we have to understand that everything has an accountability, everything is governed by the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why Hashgacha Pratis is such an important thing. And the ultimate thing that controls the measure and the type and the style of that Hashgacha Pratis is, of course, the Kiyum HaTorah that Klal Yisrael and all the individuals in Klal Yisrael are going to be doing. So in the morning, on Shabbos morning, we have the Shabbos of Matan Torah. Like what that experience is meant to do is to be reminding us and helping us focus, think about the idea, Matan Torah means, right, that the Ribbono Shel Olam set up this system that says, I'm putting the reins of the world in your hands. You're going to now pull the shots. You can be Mekayim Torah to the best degree you can, things can be great. You can do the opposite, things are not going to be great. But that's the bris that's there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed with Klal Yisrael through Matan Torah. Now, why do I use the word bris? Okay, what's important to remember over here is that every bris, a bris in English means a, and in real English that means a deal, an agreement. Every single deal, right, has as two sides who are entering into the agreement, right? We're entering into a, what do you call it, some kind of a deal, a partnership, an arrangement with each other. Now, we, in the bris that Hashem makes, right, with Klal Yisrael, say, we're going to do our job in upkeeping the Torah. That's what you want us to do? We're good with that. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, your job is to keep us involved in that system. You can, there can be great things, there can be bad things. In the end, everything is going to end up being good. But there's an exact, what we call in Latin, a quid pro pro system that's there for everything that I do. There is an equal reaction back on behalf of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what came out, right, from the experience of Matan Torah. And that system was set up in the world. As you remember, right, there is the Halel Gadol, the 26 Kili Olam Chazdos that we say in Davening during Pesukim de Zimran Shabbos. And the Gemara is in the 10th Perek Kamsachim point out that those 26 Kili Olam Chazdos correspond to the 26 generations that Hashem had in the world, that we had in the world from Bria Sa'olam until Matan Torah. In those 26 generations, the world was on a freebie. Kadosh Baruch Hu just, you know, dished it out without, you know, without any system. He kept the world going. The biggest chesed, though, was at the time of Matan Torah, when Hashem says, no more freebies. Now you're going to be able to deserve, earn the things that you're going to be getting. And of course, that's a much higher madriga from Matan Torah and on, that the world is able to, that the world is able to, you know, to be on. Parenthetically, this is not the main topic of what we're going to speak about now. But if you like ever notice in Chumash, sometimes when you like stare at Parshas Kisisa a little bit, you get surprised about what you say during davening. It speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu was Shnei Luchos Havana Hori B'Yado Kosev Em Shmira Shabbos V'Chein Kosev V'Sarsech. It says Netover Shom Ruvnei Sosa Shabbos, etc. So sometimes people make a mistake and they assume that that parasha of Vishomeru has something to do with the Luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down that has Shabbos written on. And of course, if you look in the those Pesukim and Chumash and Parashas Kisisa way after the Matan Torah, the Luchos of course didn't say any of those Pesukim. And Barbanel points out that there's a pause over here, the Avudraham rather, in the Avudraham on the davenings. He says that the correct reading is, we say Moshe Rabbeinu is Shnei Luchos of Haru B'Yado Kosuv and Shmira Shabbos. That's what it said on the Luchos. Then there's something else. And the next idea, Kosuv is Sarasecha, the Vishom Rubinay Zal, that's the Shabbos. Then the Abu Dram explains what's significant here is that in that parasha it speaks about Beini Ubein Bnei Yisrael, Osili Olam, Shabbos is a bris Olam that's there. Because the emphasis that we're trying to remind ourselves on Shabbos morning is this idea that the Torah created a bris with Klal Yisrael and the Ribono Shel Olam. Now there's a deal that's meant to be upkept, and that's the basis, like we said, for all of the Ikari Amuna. They revolve around the concept of Torah and Hashgacha Pratis. Now, of course we know that the Gemara's also tell us, the Gemara Avodah Zarah points out, that the first person to usher in the era, the epoch of Torah into the world, even before there was an actual Matan Torah Har Sinai, but the first person to look around the world and recognize that, hey, you know what, there's like, this is not random, this has a purpose, has a meaning. Remember the words of the Medrash in Lech Lecha, Yesh Manig Labira. There's some kind of a someone who's running. There's this palace over here. There's a system that's here. And of course, that was Avram Avinu. Right? So Avram Avinu, the Shlach Kadosh tells us, is the Av. He's our guest at the Shabbos morning Suda. Because it was Avram Avinu that was the one who initiated out of the Avos that process of understanding that, you know what, yes, that's the way things are. There is a system. There's an accountability. We can do things. The Kadosh Baruch Hu responds to those things. Everything has a cheshbon. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a plan. And it's all a matter of us trying to be able to connect, you know, to that idea and live up to the standard as, you know, as best and as greatly as we as we can. Now, we also remember from something we brought in last last week, that the when the Gemara says if a person keeps the three Sudos on Shabbos, he's Nitzal from Shalosh Peronios. And the Chevli Mashiach, the Chevli Mashiach we spoke about last time, and then there was the Dina Shel Gehenna. Dina Shel Gehenna. That's the Shabbos morning Suda. And of course, that's very, very understandable in the most simple of ways. The idea that if a person is actually able to understand that, you know what? The world has a system. There's a deal that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything works according to a plan. The fee, the measure of good that I do, great. The fee is the measure of the opposite that I do, gefreilich. It's not so great anymore. But what happens now is that if a person actually really thinks a little bit about the message of the Shabbos of Matan Torah, the person thinks about what Avraham Avinu represented and what we inherited from that incredible figure, that person, we can't say surefire, but that person is now well on his way to be nitzel from the Dina Shel Gehenim. Because the best way to avoid ever having to deal with the horrific Dinim of Gehenim is just to just be aware that, you know what, hey, there's a whole, like we said, there's a whole cheshbon, there's a system over here in my life. Be a good boy, great. Be naughty, that's not so good. You want to get away from Gehenim, don't be an idiot, right? Focus, understand what you're doing over here, and then of course you live a lifestyle that's going to help you avoid that whole bad end, down the line. So that's a little bit about what the concept that we have on Shabbos morning is about. And we should note very, very quickly, right, that there's also an important progression that goes on over here between night and day. Now, the nighttime, like we were speaking about last week, Friday night, right? So that's where we spoke about the basic emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? The first part, the first group of Ikari Emunah. So that, of course, like during the nighttime, a person has the ability to, you can believe, you can have emunah, you can trust and have faith, all those different kinds of words, that are there. There's a Borei Olam. I hear that stuff. I understand all that stuff. What the daytime, the morning represents is that during the daytime, so as the expression goes, like things are clear as day. We're learning the sugya of Baba Materas. And Zorcha, Hashem is as clear as day that this person is not going to kill that person. You have one set of dinim. Right. So what happens is during the daytime, the next period that's there of light and clarity, vision that takes place on Shabbos says that after the Briyas Olam, it's true, a person could have had a tremendous amount of emunah and a lot of different things. You can you believe, you can maybe figure out that there was a God that's there in the world, all that's gevaldik. But what took place in Maimon Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us clearly, you know what, here I am, there's a God in the world. I'm going to remind you, right? We just witnessed all of these things. Kadosh Baruch Hu opens up the Shivur Akiyim and we see the Ribbono Shel Olam giving us the Torah, we see the system, we see it all right in front of our faces. That vision, that clarity that we had, that's a function of the daytime, and like we said, the ability to see things in a totally different light during the day. Let's point out very, very quick, and then we'll end. The Ben Abachi points this out in the Katekemach, that if you look, one of the Pirkei Tilm that we say during the morning, a Shemayim Misaprim Kvod Kael, Maisa Yadav Magid Harakiyah. Okay. Now, if you look, all those psukim there speak about different things about the Maisiv Rishis. Okay, I'm just quoting randoms. We could say Hashemayim Motzos Kufaso Aksosom Einista Mechamaso, etc. And the second half of that Perek in Tum speaks about Torah Hashem Tamima Mishivas Nafesh Eitus Hashem, etc. Many psukim that you're all familiar with. The Ben Abachia points out a very, very simple thing. There's a process that's here. There's a, we can speak about the world Hashemayim Misapim Kufaso Kale. All different things about the Briyas Olam. In theory, a person has the ability to look at the world and figure out a lot of things if he's a really, really smart guy, like Avraham Avinu Taka was able to do. But for most people in the world, just looking around at science and nature doesn't really quite do the trick. So the second thing in the progression was the period of Torah, the 2,000 years initiated by Avraham Avinu, the Tkufa of Torah, where we said, okay, you know what, there's an easier way for us less intelligent people to say, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here you go, Torah Sashem Tamima, Meshivas Nafesh. He revives your soul. He gives you everything you need. Machkim Aspesi. You can mamish now. You don't even have to figure anything out. It's there, clear as day. Ma'imer Asinai, Matan Torah. Here you go. This is the tachlis. This is the purpose. And then a person is able to, you know, to live with a clarity that we didn't have during the nighttime. We didn't have during the period where it was just really a matter of an emuna without a yediyah, without a re'iyah in our eyes, that showed us the truth of what it is that we do. And again, as we just said, that's the unique function of the tefillos and the suda that we have during the morning. Let's roll. Maybe. It's an interesting comparison. Maybe. Very good.
Rabbi, Rambam was saying that he sold for